President Biden is in Detroit today, telling workers at a GM electric car plant that the $1 trillion infrastructure bill he signed on Monday will get the U.S. off the sidelines of green energy. And out west, a good chunk of the money will upgrade critical water infrastructure in a region where climate change has led to shorter winters, warmer temperatures, and drier soil for two decades now. Reporter Alex Hager covers the Colorado River Basin and water in the west for KUNC in Colorado, and he joins us now. Hi, Alex.
Howdy. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. So help us understand, what are the most important water system needs in your part of the country?
Well, right now, the need is to make sure that this area can survive with a shrinking water supply. The Colorado River supports 40 million people in the Southwest and more than $1 trillion of economic activity. So everything from kitchen sinks to produce growers, all the way from Wyoming down to Mexico. And it's already straining to meet the needs of people and farms and businesses in the region. And climate change is shrinking the supply, and it's forcing everyone to get creative to make sure it can keep meeting those needs. Because water is pivotal to so many different aspects of life, the people in charge of water are having to get innovative, making sure that they can kind of stretch that shrinking supply a little bit further. And there's a lot that infrastructure money might be able to do to help in that. So everything from research and data gathering about how water is being used and where, to some of that more traditional infrastructure, like repairing aging dams and canals, and there's a whole lot of other stuff in between.
And there has been this two-decade-long drought in western states, which is just remarkable to think about for those of us far away. For the first time, the government declared a water shortage on the Colorado River, and now farmers in Arizona are going to see cuts in their water supplies. So help us understand, give us a picture of how bad and prolonged this drought is.
Well, right now, it's worse than it's ever been before. You know, levels in the nation's largest reservoirs are the lowest they've ever been. Basically, all of the indicators that scientists use to measure how dry things are, they're heading in the wrong direction. The air is warmer, it's snowing less, the soil is drying out, the amount of water in rivers and streams is dropping. And the main driver behind that is climate change caused by humans. We're getting deep enough into this drought that even a really snowy winter, a really rainy summer wouldn't be enough to turn things around. It would take back-to-back-to-back-to-back years of above-average conditions to escape drought, and lately, a lot of those have been coming in below average. So, you know, water supply in the West has always been finite, and this has been building for a long time. This shortage declaration was tripped by, reservoir levels dropping by a certain threshold, but really, this is the product of kind of a gradual and steady decrease in water supply.
Yeah.
But
in
a practical sense, you know, there's more people moving to this region and less water. It's more people vying for a slice of the pie, and the pie itself is getting smaller.
No, I understand there's more than $8 billion set aside in this new law for water infrastructure in the West. You spoke to Alex Funk at the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership. Let's take a listen.
There's a few items in there that specifically do call out the basin itself, but a lot of it is sort of west-wide or sort of even nationwide in scope. And so there's certainly, we're kind of entering that phase of, you know, sort of informing, hey, we'd love to kind of see more of this funding head to the Colorado River Basin to address some of these climate change issues that we're seeing.
So how is this money going to be divvied up? Who decides, and how will advocates like Alex Funk make their case for it?
Well, a lot of this is going to be distributed by federal agencies, so I'd expect to see the Bureau of Reclamation, the U.S. Forest Service, the Bureau of Land Management leading the way there. I think the top line is that this infrastructure package is probably going to be applied to a lot of existing built infrastructure, where we might see the Build Back Better plan have a little bit more money for projects that are going to help prepare for some of those new challenges brought on by climate change. You know, old dams and canals, modernizing them with new technology. You're going to see money go towards programs focused on conservation and reuse. You hear that a lot out here in the Southwest. Basically, the idea that you're not going to get any more water than you're already given. So how do you stretch that allotment a little further? States are a big stakeholder here, you know, trying to get some money for their projects. But you also have to remember that some of this money is going to be going to people who barely have access to clean water at all. There's a lot of tribal communities within the basin. And in some of them, people can't reliably get clean water, or any water for that matter, to the taps in their homes. So there's some funding in this package to help address that, too.
And finally, Alex, just on this prolonged drought, big cities, Denver, Phoenix, Albuquerque, they all depend on the Colorado River. The states in the region have come together on a pact to deal with this drought. But if it continues, what kind of conflict could be in store?
There's a lot of conflict. I think that it's really, you know, it's critical. If you just look at the number of people and the size of the economy that depends on getting this right, water issues bring in a lot of different groups into the fold. You know, of course, you've got the residents of 7 states who don't want to see their taps run dry. You've got 30 federally recognized native tribes. You've got hydropower created by water running through dams, produce that's ending up in supermarkets around the country. So, you know, it can be easy to take water for granted in some other parts of the country, but in the Colorado River Basin, the way things are heading, that's not really an option anymore.
Alex Hager covers the Colorado River Basin and Western water rights at KUNC in Colorado. Alex, thanks very much.
Thank you.